This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 265,000 people have lost their lives due to COVID-19, while there are and have been more than 3.8 million confirmed infections. In the United States, the death toll approaches 75,000 with more than 1.2 million infections. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday fallout from the coronavirus pandemic has hit the United States worse than Pearl Harbor. This is worse than the World Trade Center, and it should never have happened. U.S. businesses cut an unprecedented 20.2 million jobs in April, an epic collapse with coronavirus outbreaks closing the offices, factories, schools, construction sites, and stores that propel the U.S. economy. The Wednesday report from payroll company ADP showed the tragic depth and scale of job losses that left no part of the world's largest economy unscathed. The European Union is predicting a recession of historic proportions this year due to the impact of the coronavirus. It released Wednesday its first official forecast of the damage the disease has inflicted on the bloc's economy. The 27-nation EU economy is predicted to contract by 7.5% this year before growing by about 6% in 2021. The UN's leader says the world's 1 billion people living with disabilities are among the hardest hit by the coronavirus and called for them to have equal access to prevention and treatment of COVID-19. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the pandemic is intensifying the inequalities that people with disabilities already face, such as poverty and higher rates of violence, neglect, and abuse. He also noted that COVID-19 often is more severe in people with existing health problems. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says rising coronavirus infections outside of the New York metropolitan area show that other states may be reopening too quickly. Meanwhile, the city's normally round-the-clock system shut down for train cleaning early Wednesday. The trains are now scheduled to stop from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. every day. Police officers escorted people out of Brooklyn's Coney Island station and told them they would have to board buses. The New York Police Department has assigned more than 1,000 officers to secure many of the system's 472 stations, and fewer than 200 can be physically locked up. Authorities say some people are intentionally flouting health recommendations by exposing themselves and others to the coronavirus at COVID parties in southeastern Washington state. Megan DeBolt is director of the Walla Walla County's Department of Community Health and told the Union Bulletin this week that contact tracing has revealed that some are attending gatherings with the idea that it's better to get sick with the virus and get it over with. New positive test results in the county have resulted from such parties. The NFL has set protocols for reopening team facilities and has told 32 teams to have them in place by May 15th. In a memo sent by the commissioner, Roger Goodell, and obtained Wednesday night by the Associated Press, several phases of the protocols were laid out. The first phase to deal with the coronavirus pandemic would involve a limited number of non-player personnel, initially 50% of the non-player employees on any single day being approved to be at the facility, but state or local regulations could require a lower number. Venezuelan state TV broadcast video Wednesday, it says, shows American citizen Luke Denman saying he was instructed to seize control of Caracas's airport and bring in a plane to fly President Nicolas Maduro to the United States. Venezuelan authorities say he, another American, and 11 others were captured during what they described as a failed armed incursion on Monday. President Maduro has described Denman as one of two mercenaries working on behalf of the U.S. government in a plot to oust him. U.S. President Donald Trump has denied any involvement, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Wednesday that the U.S. government would use every tool to secure the Americans' return if they were being held in Venezuela. After Denman's televised statement, a U.S. State Department spokesman reiterated that the U.S. government had nothing to do with that incident, but also declined to comment on Denman's claims. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.